Mind control. When people think of the words mind control, they think of people controlling the minds of other people. Not me. I think about controlling my own mind. Sure, we are physical beings, and we must obviously embrace our physicality, but we are our minds. And I'm not going to go philosophical on what that means and where the you actually is, whether it's in a soul or your brain or your heart or some other conjured up place. What I do know is this: you, your mind, the thing that is listening and comprehending these words right now, that is you. And you can control it. You are the machine, and you can control it. People ask me, how do I get tougher? Be tougher. How can I wake up early in the morning? Wake up early. How can I work out consistently every day? Work out consistently every day. How can I stop eating sugar? Stop eating sugar. You can even control your emotions. People say, how can I stop missing that girl or guy or whoever broke up with me? Stop missing them. You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Sadness doesn't get a vote. Frustration doesn't get a vote. Negativity doesn't get a vote. Your temper doesn't get a vote. So next time you are feeling weak or lazy or soft or emotional, tell those feelings they don't get a vote. You are declaring martial law on your mind. Mind control. Impose what you want on your brain. Discipline, power, positivity, will. And use that mind control to move your life where you want it to be. Stronger, faster, smarter, quicker, friendlier, more helpful, more driven. And don't let your mind control you. Control your mind. And then you can set it free.